The Quaid Things podcast is brought to you by Shake Music Zine. Get your copy at shakemusiczine.com.
That one could have screwed us over, maybe. And welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things podcast. We're hanging out down here in the historic stockyards of Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm here at the Smith Music Group office with my good buddy, Mr. DJ Duke. And what do you know, bro?
What do I know?
What do you know?
Very little, man. Very little. I just know that we do not have a Cuervo sponsorship.
No, we do not.
But we are drinking Cuervo.
No, Cuervo should get on board with this. I like tequila a lot. It's kind of a thing.
You know, we had for a short period of time, a Monster sponsorship. Do you remember that? Were you?
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah,
this was back when, with Rattle Magazine.
When it was Rattle, yes. There's a marketing and PR company here in town called Wheelhouse. They do some experiential marketing. They do in the field. They go out and, if you ever been at a bar and a hot girl came up to you and tried to give you free cigarettes or free booze, they most likely were hired by Wheelhouse.
Okay.
That's the kind of shit they do.
Right.
They gave us $300 worth of Monster.
Awesome.
That's a lot of Monster.
That is a lot of Monster. Your adrenal gland is probably shot.
Pretty much. We dropped them off at Fort Worth Sound. I told them, just take it over there. Right. I almost killed Bart Rose. That's what I almost did.
Poor Bart. Poor Bart. Speaking of, you know, you're doing the Shape Music series. And you're cutting that out there at Fort Worth Sound with Bart Rose.
He is one of our studios. If a band is big enough and they want to do full band, usually I do it at either Fort Worth Sound has got a good space. You've been there.
Yeah, it's a great room.
You know, it's got four isolation booths and a huge big room. And so we just cut Judson Cole. That's where we cut Eric Willis. We cut my mind is escaping me. Shane Smith on 420 last year. It was pretty cool. So his space is fucking fantastic. And the sound is great too. But if we're going to talk about Bart, we're going to have to talk about Tanner, because Tanner in Studio B is pretty fucking fantastic too.
Heck yeah.
He's only got one isolation booth, one live room, the larger size room. But we recorded Tristan Coombs on there, and he was fantastic.
Dude, he's pretty damn cool.
He for a man who has nothing out right now except for that Shake Studio series, yes, he's killing it. I'm looking forward to seeing where his career is going, because he's working on some stuff with Jared Flushi, and he's looking at going into the studio and cutting some more stuff. But yeah, he's one of those guys that people should be watching, because he's going to be coming up in the ranks and really, I mean, he was TM for Flatland for a while.
Yeah, and that's how I met him.
Yeah, and so he's working his way up through the UNT degree. Mm-hmm. And, man, whatever he ends up doing is going to be fucking fantastic.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
I have to get him on one of these podcasts or something.
Yeah, you should.
I should.
He's the kind of guy that he needs to be on those kind of things.
Heck yeah.
You know, that's the problem. Pardon listeners. I will be plugging a lot of musicians, just everybody.
That's all I'm going to be doing
is like, you need to listen to this guy.
Yeah, I hope that...
More Cuervo in me, and I'm going to be like, yeah, you need...
That's kind of what I hope to do with this podcast, man, is turn people that are, you know, into fans of somebody into fans of somebody else, you know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, it's just about spreading the love.
You got to build a scene.
You've got to. So, and speaking of, Shake, tell us about it, man. Tell us about the company.
Okay.
Shake Music Television, you've got the magazine out now again, right?
Yes.
Just tell us everything about what is your mission statement?
Well, our mission statement is to be a discovery platform. We want to take artists and put them in, just give them as much exposure as they can, whatever way they come to us. with my work as marketing guy and digital delivery guy at Smith, I come along a lot of people.
Right.
Shake is a little bit separate from that. Shake becomes our experiment. We experiment a lot with Shake.
Right.
We want to see what these platforms are doing. So we do a lot of live stuff, a lot of just two-song live cuts in the studio. We do a little bit of live stuff in the studio, in the venues. We did a really fantastic job with Zach Stokes, who's got an album coming out, by the way.
Yeah.
Originally, what obviously you know because you for like 3 or 4 days you worked for me before you went back to Lubbock
many moons ago.
Originally we were Rattle,
yeah.
Rattle magazine, mm-hmm. and we were chugging along. We were doing really well. We had a couple of pretty good years under our belt by the time we got a nice little cease and desist letter from a lawyer out of California. Who said their client had the trademark for Rattle? So,
did you ever check out their client?
Oh, they did. Yes, it was a publication out of California, and all they do is poetry. And they'd been out for over 20 years. They were established in the early 90s.
I was just curious what else would use that name. I'm just for the sake of curiosity, else is using my name?
Yeah, exactly. You never know. What it all came down to is all of our fans were tagging them on Facebook. And so that's what all of a sudden people were saying, hey, who are these Rattle guys out of Texas? Some follower out of Austin who was confused actually called them and said, "Are y'all doing? We did a singer songwriter competition at Mags. Mm-hmm. You were there,
yeah.
And that actually sparked them to put us out of business, basically. After that." Man, we started the magazine to promote artists. I had two artists who were very heavy. We were trying to push. Both of them have since pulled back. TC Fabro.
Yeah.
He's gone by his given name.
He's Kyle now,
He was always Kyle.
Right.
But it was a short period of time that he was TC.
Yeah.
And love it because we're giving TC a shout out.
Yeah, shout out to TC.
He's got a new album.
I miss you, brother. Thanks for the tattoos.
You got a few tattoos, bro.
Yeah, he put both the ones on my back. I've got my great grandfather's brand on my right shoulder, and I've got the blue light flame on my left shoulder.
Man,
I traded him a little.
Have you listened to his new album?
I want to say I have, but I. If you have any idea how much I've been drinking recently, my brain cells are still swimming.
That's okay.
So I've probably heard it. I just can't think of it off the top. I'm just kidding. I haven't been drinking that much, but
He put out a new album. It's a like a 6-song EP. I actually haven't dove too heavy into it.
Is it under TC or is it under Kyle?
It is under Kyle. Yes. So even though I don't distribute it, I will say go out there and listen to it and check it out because Kyle's the man.
Fucking is. I'm gonna call him TC forever.
Oh, for sure. Like I have a hard time. Like when he calls me, I'm like, I want to call you TC because I managed TC for a while, Kyle for a while,
mm-hmm.
And you know, after his dad had his heart attack, he decided to step away from the music for a while, and you can never blame a person for that.
No, family first,
always. We lived that for a while there where he was TC.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I never said Kyle to him. I never called him Kyle because I wanted to be in that mindset when I go out that he's TC.
Right.
You live that he's an artist. He's a persona. You want to make that brand as prominent as possible. So now when he calls me and it says TC Fambro in my phone,
it's hard to answer and say, "What's up, Kyle?"
Yeah. Kyle. Yeah. You know why he went by TC, right?
No.
Well, he went by TC because there was too many Kyles in the market at the time when he started.
Oh, yeah, because it was like, there's like Kyle Bennett and Kyle Park and a few others.
There's a few Kyles out there, and he was like, man, they're going to get it all confused. So he said he was going to be TC Fanbro. That's his grandfather's name.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forgot about that. Yeah, I remember hanging out with him in Roswell once. We got shitty down there.
Where was he playing?
It's a bar that's closed now. It's called Way Out West.
Yes,
Way Out West. He opened up for, I think it was Stoney.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a good time.
I went in with
dude,
him
I went to
over there
that night. Oh my god, I dated her for a while after that. She was fucking nuts. But
we're gonna have to believe this because he's married now.
Oh well, no. This is I hooked up with a chick. I'm just saying this is at this show. But she was fucking nuts. I don't know. Her name was Ashley. Makes sense.
All of them. You
They're
know, I got
nuts. Yeah, especially your wife's name's Ashley. I figured you'd laugh at that one.
Yeah.
So, speaking of, how are the kids? The old lady? Everybody's good?
Yeah, they're fine. I got a 1.5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy. You just, kids are crazy, you know.
I'm just glad I don't have one yet.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot
they'll come out of the woodwork eventually. They'll be like, hey, you know, Quaid, they'll probably look just like you with the fucking curly hair and shit.
Yeah,
they just come out of the word, hey.
Yeah, that is my biggest fear. Like,
oh, yeah, that's
one of my biggest fears.
In Lubbock.
You're like, go to United, you go to the grocery store or whatever. There's this kid, and you just can't quit looking at it. Like, that somebody looks just like I did about that age. Did you see some girl you recognize at the checkout line? And yeah, it's over. It's over, champ.
Yeah, better not.
It sounds like it's something I woke up from sweating profusely.
I'll sign whatever. Whatever.
I'm not signing shit. I have a passport. Just kidding. I'm not that shitty. Yet.
Not yet.
No.
Are you not dating anybody right now?
Hell no.
No?
No, dating people's so overrated right now.
Well,
I mean, I'm grateful for the people that can do it. I just don't want to.
I've
thought about it. I've done it.
9th year of marriage. So,
well, congratulations, man.
It is what it is.
What is the thing for the 10-year anniversary? It's not gold or silver or whatever, because I know they like theme them, right? Or aren't they supposed to be themed some old school shit like that?
That sounds like something we need to Google.
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to do that.
I know that, like, the first year it's paper because you're supposed to be broke ass and shit.
No doubt.
And
you don't have to be married to be broke ass. Just saying.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary gift is supposed to be gifts of tin and aluminum. Aluminium, as our British people say.
Across the pond, yonder. Okay, so tin and aluminum, so...
Yeah, it's pots, pans, I guess. I don't know.
30-pack of beer.
30-pack of beer? That
aluminum.
Sounds pretty good.
There you go, bam.
When you get a 30-pack, what do you get?
I'm usually getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm talking about brands.
Oh, Lone Star. Shout out to Lone Star.
Oh,
hey, you
man.
Guys should sponsor me.
That is a
I really,
fact.
Really like your product.
That's what I would do. Sometimes, I have a cousin who has since passed away, but every once in a while, I get this wild hair because he was a really fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
I do the High Lifes.
Dude, Miller High Life's not a bad beer.
We would go, I'm serious, as a 15-year-old kid going and get a 30-pack of High Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get those, what's that, Lucas Salt?
Yes.
And then we would put it along the rim. And we'd get the pickle shit and the lime one.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shit out of that. Every once in a while, that's like
little,
my childhood.
Little nostalgia.
Is High Life
little
beer
high life
is my childhood.
Salt. Fuck yeah.
That's not cool.
Keystone and Arena Dirt, but I feel you.
Keystone. Oh, that's bad.
It's all better than Bud Light. And yes,
holy shit,
Bud Light sucks.
We've
got shots poured. Might as well. This is not the first time we've drank on this podcast, so salut.
All right. Oh. That went out my nose.
At least it didn't come out your nose. That was a good one. But, So you've got the new issue of the magazine out, and then Zach Stokes is on the cover, right?
Yes, sir. He's on the cover.
Right here. I know you can't see anything. There's no visual media, but I'm holding one.
Yeah, that's actually the one that came from. You see, it's the when you go to the print shop. they give you a thing to look at, and they say, "Is this yours or is this okay? It looks good." That's our copy there.
Okay. Oh, is that why there's the big staple to the
front? There's a big staple through the front and a sticker on the bag.
Okay. So this is like the proof.
It is the proof.
Oh wow! I feel honored.
Yeah.
Oh, and all the different. Oh, that's cool.
Oh yeah.
All the covers are on the inside of the cover.
Yeah. And you see it look like right there, Cody West.
And Jackie Darlene.
Oh, TC. Is Jackie on there?
Yeah. Right?
No, Jackie's not on there.
No, that's not Jackie. There's Kenzie Coffin.
Kenzie's on there. Jackie.
I need to get new glasses, like dead serious. I was gluing these together back at Mag's the other day. They fell off my face. I still can't see shit on them.
Kenzie was the last one that we did like 5 songs with. Mm-hmm. Because after that, we were like, from here on, we're just going to do 2. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love Dallas,
dude. Yeah, I was, speaking of High Life, Dallas Owen. That's what he. That's
is that his beer choice? I fucking love it. I love Dallas. Is going to be in the future one of those guys who's just like everybody's. He's going to be the mythical songwriter that everybody like should have paid attention to.
Like they're doing with Blaze Foley now.
Exactly like Blaze Foley. They're going to be...
They're making a fucking movie.
They did make a movie.
But it's not out yet, is it?
It is out limited release right now. Which is funny that we're talking about this. They should be fucking paying you, Quaid.
I'm just going to tag the money.
They just had a premiere. They've been having different kinds of premieres, and I saw that Chuck Taylor at KHYI, mm-hmm. 95.9 The Ranch.
Yeah.
Or 95. Actually, it's The Range.
The Range.
He interviewed the guy who played Blaze Foley
yesterday, cool.
And they had a screening of it last night.
Damn! If I'd have known, I would have gone over there.
I would have gone too. Yeah,
I just got drunk with Chief Mode Records. Last night.
Oh, that's great!
Fucking Mode. His birthday was the other day. Shout out to the bestie. You suck. I love you, but you suck. But so you got that going on. Of course, for the people who don't know, you host my podcast as well,
publish your podcast.
You do,
yes.
Or publish. My words suck. I swear it's not.
No. That both of those are accurate. Oh, we do host it. But we also publish it, so it is on our website. We host your RSS feed, which if anybody needs a podcast, I will gladly have some kind of. I will educate you on how to do a podcast. It's no big deal. You know, I love it. I think it has potential. That's I've always thought that the amount of people that. You know, through your work on the radio, I've always thought this was a good idea. It's good.
I don't know. I'm stoked to be working with you again, man, and doing this. You've helped me out tremendously through this.
Well, man, so. you are doing exactly what I'm doing, which is promoting local, the regional, really, not just local, but regional artists. You've got some fantastic artists that come on this podcast. You brought out some good stories out of some of these guys.
That's kind of the plan, man. Like everybody gets to check out a show and like go say hi to merch booth, you know, maybe catch a selfie, some shit like that. Do you really get to hang out and sit and have a shot or a beer and bullshit and swap road stories with these people? You really don't. So I think this is kind of the opportunity.
You said it's not the first time you've had somebody drinking on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite drinking on this podcast?
Favorite drinking on this podcast story? Oh shit.
Because you're like pushing like 40, right? On episodes, right?
Yeah. Well, between what we've got in the tube and what we've got out, because I've got a couple. Back.
Yeah, which I still got to put a cane in that.
Yeah, it'll happen, man. I'm not worried about it.
It's going to be out tomorrow. Sweet. Even though after this one, it's probably going to be like you've already heard Kanan already, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I try to keep a couple in the tank because. You know, you never know when I'm going to have an off week or something like that. Like, my friend Allison, she's awesome. She does all the write-ups for, you know, this week, Quaid's over here, you know, like the write-ups. And she was moving this week, and so that put us a little bit behind, but it wasn't bad or anything. It's just that's why you got to keep it. Actually, she's the one who told me months ago, was like, you've got to keep one in the tank, at least one or two in the tank.
That's right.
Just in case that's going on. So
that's
Allison,
what we do with the shake ones.
Thank you. You are fucking awesome. You're a badass.
Oh, yeah. You need to give shout-out to your producers and people who get this going.
Yes, absolutely, man. I, you know, Derek Bowl has helped me a tremendous amount, and he's a great musician too,
man. Oh yeah, Derek, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and yeah.
So Derek Bowl, you, Allison, y'all are my fucking A team. Thank you guys.
A team.
The three of you guys, the triangle.
Well, you need to do some live ones, man.
I need to.
I still love the idea of getting some bands together and just getting at a venue and just recording it live, one of these live. And then,
right, do like a Facebook Live or something kind of deal. Well, or not too, really, you know, that specifically.
Yeah. You get a band. So right now, and people who are listening, we're planning this. So just go ahead and start sending Quaid emails and text messages saying I'm ready to do your live podcast.
QuaidThings@gmail.com
QuaidThings@gmail.com
Yep.
That's great.
So, but yeah, I would like to see that happen, you know, like, you know, song swap bullshit, you know, yeah, do it for an hour or two at a venue.
Yeah. That'd be really good. And then do it all over the state because it's a podcast. You're not tied down by regional radio, which I'm amazed that we haven't waded into that conversation.
What, regional radio?
Yeah,
regional radio. Here's fuck waiting. I'm going to nosedive into this shit real quick. I think that it's badass that my boy, my hero, my literal big brother, because the man is massive, David Wilde, is back in radio.
I saw that.
I'm fucking stoked, man. He's been one of my best friends for a long time.
Get stoked.
Yeah, Zach Stoked. Fucking Zach Stoked.
You want another one, Rick?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
From the Peanut Gallery, joining us silently in the shadows, Rick Smith, Smith Music Group. What do you know, man?
Silent benefactor.
Silent Bob. Silent Rick.
You know, that's funny as I say that all the time, because we'll be standing outside and I'm like, we're like Jay and Silent Bob.
Fuck.
I'm a fat guy,
motherfucker.
You know, have you seen that Kevin Smith is no longer fat?
I did. He had a fucking heart attack and has like turned his shit around.
And he has some fantastic podcasts too.
Fuck, what's it? Is it? It's not Comic Boy.
Schmodcast or something like that.
I don't know. He's pretty dope.
He does a lot of shit.
He does, man. I like how nerdy he is, because he's like, you know, like this badass comic book dude, and I'm a huge nerd. That
path, we need to go back to David Wilde.
Yes, sorry, fucking tangents. But yeah, back to Wilde being in radio, dude. I mean, he's been one of my best friends for a long ass time, and
I love David.
He's the one who got me into radio.
So I saw that on.
But he's back, and it just I know how happy he is now, like, because you know, when you lose your heart, you lose your heart, and I'm not saying any trash here. You can tag him and then whatever. But dude needed to be back in radio, and I'm glad he is.
He needed to be?
For your heart, man, for your soul.
His mental state, I don't know if he should be in it. Like, nobody should be in radio.
It's like the guy who wants to be a fucking president. It's like, what kind of fucking crazy guy wants this job?
What the fuck is wrong with you? President? Be a radio DJ and listen to be inundated with with all of that information that comes to you for being a radio DJ.
Yeah, you hear everything.
Yeah, you have. Well, I mean, not every. You can't listen to everything that comes across your desk.
No, but you have to give it the best fucking try you can.
Yeah,
we take like a whole day at the radio station and just listen to shit.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That is.
I mean, short of our shows, you know, like, but
yeah, yeah. So David, though, he had a little thing, you know, some people were talking on social media about him joining up on, what is that station?
It's 93.1 Texas FM.
And
it's,
shout out to 93.1 Texas FM.
Yeah, if I ever wind up back in Lubbock, you know your boy's going to want back on the air, you know, with Quaid Show.
Yeah, drive time, please, drive time. Or is that David's time?
It's the Wild Show. The Wild Show with David Wilde.
But what time is it? Is it the drive? Fucking,
yeah, his is 2 to 5.
Two to five? Yeah, that's evening drive.
Yeah, so mine was like 7. Fuck no. Yeah, I'll do midday.
You'll get fucked up at the blue light and then immediately go to play, do your
No, because your boy's not going to DUI on the way to work. That is shitty.
No. Okay.
But whatever. I mean, it's not, I'm not saying it's not worth trying. I'm just saying it's not a goal I'm setting immediately.
Oh, man.
But I'm really excited he's back on air, man. And, you know, I love JR, man. I think what he's doing at The Rebel has been awesome. You know, I have my own opinions on the station itself, but I'm going to keep those to myself. But for the record, before anybody talks shit, like, I have nothing bad to say about JR. I think he's a great guy. I respect the dude. His radio, you know, his personality. And he's a good friend. Every time I see him, I shake his hand, ask how he's been. He's a good dude. But I'm so fucking glad Wild's back. You know, but I'm glad that it's not, like, you know.
Lubbock's big enough to handle two seasons.
It is big. That's the thing, is, like, you know.
It's growing, too.
Well, and competition creates fucking innovation, bro. And so I want to see everybody learn and adapt and build. And I want to see them fight it out. I don't want to see beef, but I want to see everybody get better for trying to be better.
There doesn't have to be beef. We have We have that here in town, in Fort Worth.
Yeah, but there's always the people that are like, well, this one's better. And the people that are like, I'm... Like Cowboys fans that are like, everybody else sucks, we're the best. And it's like, that's, you can say you're the best without saying everybody else sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But there's always going to be Houston fans for some reason.
I don't know. And fucking Raiders
and
fans.
And that's what we have here in Fort Worth. You know?
What, Houston's like, fans? Well, or Cowboys fans?
Well, I mean,
I don't even watch baseball, so I don't know.
I'm talking about radio.
Oh,
so.
Because the ranch and the range, right? And there's.
Well, I mean. That's the ranch and the ranger are kind of on the same level.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is really the ranch and the wolf.
Okay.
Because the wolf is a huge station owned by a conglomerate. It's Nelson Ratings is number two in the whole Metroplex, as opposed to our friends at the ranch who don't even register. Because they don't have the listenership.
Right.
I mean, it's the difference between 1.5 million people and, you know, 50,000 people. But,
that's fair.
But, you know, you do have the Dallas Cowboys, and then you have...
The fucking Houston.
The Houston Oilers.
Right. And,
I almost said Oilers. Texans. No, that's where I am. I'm 90s kid. Houston Oilers.
Hey, the Hornets should always be in Charlotte, brother. I don't give a fuck.
Ah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Amen to that. Amen to that. All right. One more shot at tequila.
One more shot at tequila. All
right.
I got to drive to Stephenville after this.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I shouldn't even start making you drink werewolf.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm going to eat something before I go. And probably wait a couple hours.
What are you going to eat?
I don't know yet.
You
I don't
are
know.
In Fort Worth,
huh? Oh, well, like where have I eaten or where am I?
No. Like I'm just asking where you were, because if you're in Fort Worth, man. Because I love what I love about your podcast is there's a shit ton of people listening in across the state.
Yeah.
Because they come
I hope
about,
a shit ton of people listening. I love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. I mean, if you counted every person and their weight, it is probably a shit ton.
Quite literally.
I don't know how many people are listening in Fort Worth. I listened here. But if you're in Fort Worth, man, you're in the stockyards. I mean, shit.
Star Cafe, barbecue.
I don't know about Star.
I had a chicken fry there once. I think it was with you a few years ago.
Man, the
I had
only
a chicken
place
fry
I have chicken fry now is at Horseshoe Hill.
The Briskies makes a good steak. There's a lot of good steak in the stockyards, man. It's kind of a thing. Obviously,
I like going to Cooper's. That's where I go.
Cooper's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've been to the one close to here.
It's over there. By Billy Bob's.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I did go when we did that thing with the Dirty River Boys.
Oh man!
Before they played Billy Bob's that night.
That was weird.
That was a weird day.
That was a weird. Man, I haven't thought about that in a while, but. It was with the magazine, and we were going to take photos, and they were going to be in it. But they loved the Dirty River Boys, but apparently they were really hungry, and they were not very talkative.
The food was good, though.
It was very good.
I forgot we'd gone until then. When you said it's next to Billy Bob's, I was like, okay, because I remember we walked over to Billy Bob's after that.
Yeah. I love me some Coopers.
Dude. When are you coming out to Lubbock next?
I need to go out to Lubbock at least once a month.
Okay.
I wish I could.
But when you go, there's a couple of barbecue places everybody's going to tell you to go to. But I'm going to tell you the two best fucking places to go to.
Uh-oh. Are we moving into Dave Martinez level barbecue connoisseur?
Martinez. By the way, shout out to my friend Pat, his little brother, and his beautiful wife Precious on their recent marriage. I love you guys. Sorry I missed the ceremony. Your boy's eating on dimes. it's the truth. But yeah, you've got to go to the Shack, man. The Shack Barbecue. It's got Bootlegger's Lounge in the back. My boy Maddie is. It's Uncle Maddie. He's not my boy Maddie. He's Uncle Maddie. He's family. And then Evie Mays. It's out in Wolfert, man. Those are the two best barbecue places in Lubbock, period. I don't care where. I mean, there's other places that have barbecue that sound bad, but those are the places you got to go.
I got to go.
Well, and Big E's, but that's not really barbecue. It's definitely more like burritos.
Burritos?
Mm-hmm.
I love burritos, too.
I do, too. And that's
I grew up in Midland, so.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's another thing from being like... Like far west Texas and New Mexico,
yeah,
burritos are a thing.
It's a all thing, man.
Yeah, but it's
every morning breakfast burritos.
Yeah, it's a breakfast over here. Like I woke up this morning and
you had to find a taco, didn't you?
Everybody's like breakfast tacos, breakfast. I went okay. I almost had a fucking aneurysm this morning. Hey, I went to nine.
It ends up working out. You know.
I know, but I went to nine different.
Smaller.
I went to nine fucking taco shops this morning.
You asked for a burrito.
No, I was trying to get tacos. I was trying to get tacos, but I went to nine fucking nine taco joints today. Four of them were under construction. The other ones, the doors were to the line.
Oh man,
I can't make this shit up. Next I was so mad. I went to Taco Cabana because I was trying to get small mom and pops and like
You're not getting a Taco Cabana sponsorship. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just telling you where I ate. I was trying to go to like Salsa Limon and like
Salsa Limon's good.
Well, yeah, you know, fucking. I had a list of like all these cool little mom and pop places to go get, but it was either like way too many fucking people or like under construction, now closed. You know, moving locations. It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Man, Fort Worth is expanding.
That's crazy.
That's what's happening. But when you want a burrito, you go to Esperanza's.
Okay.
Right here in the Stockyards, which is close to, it's tied with the Joe T's.
Is their green chili good?
Yes, it's Joe T's, man.
See, their menudo disappointed me the other day.
Oh, I wouldn't surprise me, man.
You're
from New Mexico, so you are a New Mexican.
There's
never going to be a menudo that is going to satisfy you as the New Mexican menudo.
False. Amigos in Lubbock, and there's Amigos has got it down, and the Prompto Mart right there off Avenue D has got it fucking awesome. And there's El Charo on like 50th and 927. Those are the three best menudo bowls in Lubbock,
and they're all in Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's there. But I've only
for most people that's basically
I had menudo in Stephenville at a place called Jalisco. It wasn't bad. They could have done their hominy a little better, but I'm picky.
Yeah,
I really am. Like I would.
Okay, no, I'm that way.
I used to do a thing. If you go way the fuck back on my Instagram, I used to do a thing called Menudo Monday, and I would go to a different place.
You should start doing that again.
I would go to a different place every Monday and get Menudo for breakfast because I would be fucking destroyed from Sunday.
See, that's what you need to do is create the basically.
What I need is the fundage to do so. It's like I would love to eat Menudo for breakfast every morning again, but fucking $10 a bowl every Monday is gonna add up.
Well, when people finally find out that that's what you're doing, they'll give it to you for free, right?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You would call up and we're like, hey, we do this video every Monday and we critique Menudo. And then sons of bitches will probably do it.
And they'll probably do it just to see a white boy give it a try. Honestly, let's be
you're
real.
Not all white boy, are you?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I don't have any Hispanic blood in me. I don't.
Oh, none at all.
None.
Oh, okay.
I know, it's weird. I get half Mexican a lot. And a lot of people, especially being from that area.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's...
I don't want to sound too racist, but I thought you were actually... Partially
Hispanic. I still wonder if my mother has lied about who my dad is. I'm not gonna lie. Like for real. I'm curious.
Don't
about
we
it
wonder all of our mothers?
Yeah.
Of course, I look exactly like my dad, so it's seen it.
I don't. I look shit like my dad. And I love my dad. He's cool, but like, okay, he looks more like Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
No fucking shit. I'll show you later. But like, he's good. Good chin line, good jaw structure, like fucking has cheekbones, red hair, he's like 230 pounds, something like that. He's built, I mean, he's a good sized dude, a fuckload smarter than I am. And like, and then like there's my mom, and then there's me, and I look like Nicolas Cage and Shia LaBeouf fucked in a bathroom somewhere. And like, I don't look shit like my dad, because he's a ginger.
Yeah.
I mean, not like with freckles ginger, but.
And you are a brunette.
My hair's almost black, but I've got little red in my beard once in a while. So it's like, okay, maybe there's...
That's where it's coming from.
But if that's... I don't look shit like him. He's a nice guy. I love him to death. I mean, there's no fucking way he listens to my podcast, because we only talk...
That's
like
okay.
We talk like four times a year. But like... but like, seriously, I wonder. Like, I fucking wonder, because I'm darker than everybody on my mom's end of the family. I'm darker than everybody on my dad's end of the family. I don't look dick like my dad. All my sisters on my dad's side are fucking gingers.
I love it. Gingers.
They are. And shout out to my favorite ginger, Danny Sauter and Lucas Copeland. You guys rock.
Love it. I'm not your favorite ginger.
I was about to say, are you really, really a ginger?
Dude, when I used to have long hair.
Bam.
I used to have long red hair.
Mm-hmm.
But then I lost all my hair. I went bald. And so now I shave it off.
When did you start going bald?
Dude, like 22, 23.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they say that's because you got a higher testosterone level.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying nowadays.
I try to make sure that all my testosterone leaves my body as much as I can.
How many times you pull your horn today, bud? Oh, what is she
I can't even contact.
I know.
Like, we're not even going down that
No, way. I'm quoting this new series I'm fucking hooked on.
What series is that?
It's called Letter Kenny. Like, you got a letter from Kenny. It's a bunch of fucking Canadians. And it's on
Hulu.
Yo, dude. I'm fucking hooked. There's only two seasons that you can see in the United States. They've got five seasons available in Canada, but unless you can hack their, like, VNP code or some shit like that, you can't view it out of their geolock. I spent, like, half the morning trying to, like, watch the third episode. I did, like, 1, 2, 3 movies and all that shit. Solar Flint... couldn't fucking hack.
There's some Chrome extensions that'll let you do that, because my wife really loves that show. It's the one with horses in it.
Oh fuck yes, my mother likes that show too.
It's Canadian and it's got horses.
Oh no, I'm thinking about the Australian one. I don't know, but
Heartland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they that's fucking. Is it Canadian?
It's Canadian.
Okay.
And you know what's amazing is you hear some pretty cool. Country artists, Canadian ones. Cor Blond has had a song on there.
Culture Wall's my new favorite Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
He's from fucking Alberta.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Dude, Ricky from Trailer Park Boys is my favorite Canadian, and now I think Culture Wall is
my favorite Canadian will always be Rick Moranis. I don't give a shit what you say.
Oh, fucking Strange Brew. Fuck yes.
I grew up on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, so...
Dude,
he's my favorite Canadian. See, this is where we're going. We're talking about Canadians.
We're talking about fucking Rick Moranis now.
I love how you're twirling your beard and you're twirling your hair.
I can't grow a fucking beard.
I gotta go, boys.
All right, you headed out.
Adios, man.
It's good to see you, dude.
Hey, it's good to see you. If y'all, I gotta go Rogers for like a couple hours. If y'all still down here,
okay.
I'll do, man.
If y'all end up staying around, seriously, let me know.
Fucking A.
Ooh.
All right, so here's what there's one question I ask everybody in every podcast, and I know you haven't done a lot of time on the road with a bunch of different bands, but I know you've done some. So what is your craziest fucking road story?
What is my craziest road story?
Right, or the craziest story you have in your field, because I had to think about that, because I asked Bart, too. I was like, what's the craziest thing that's happened in your studio? Because it can't really, you know... So what is the craziest...
I'm just going to drop this, because... Literally everybody in Co's band is like, except for the bassist, which Love Mason is the only guy that's still there. But way back in my TC days, we did a run.
Where Mason was the original bass player, right?
No, well, I don't know if he was. Mason was the bass player when I met Co.
I think he was Co's first bass player. I could be fucking wrong.
But around when we started. Sorry. When we started the magazine, we did a run with Co, in which TC Fambro was the headliner at Thirsty Armadillo, and Co opened for him. And then we went to Co's hometown, and TC opened up for Co.
Which in Stephenville?
East Texas.
Yeah,
he's in somewhere. It was called the Cajun Cowboy, I think is what it's called.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was a fantastic venue. Actually, it was beautiful. It was in this old late 1800s building.
Oh, it's a fucking shrimp now.
I don't care for shrimp. But yes, it was a nice place. So we did this run. It was great. but his drummer at the time was a little strange. I don't. It's not the drummer he has now.
Right. No. Sure. It's not Drew.
But I have a tattoo on my hand right here.
Yeah. You're all-seeing eye, right?
I have an all-seeing eye. And I got this tattooed on me because I have a belief that it's the idea of the, you know, people talk about the Illuminati. Well, the Illuminati was about hidden knowledge.
Right.
All right. And I got this tattoo is to always remember to learn. Right. Is basically to uncover hidden knowledge. And I did not know that it would elicit so much negative reactions from people who believe that this is a symbol of,
right, oh my god, you're in the Illuminati.
Yeah. Or, well, I was accused by Coe Wetzel's drummer at the time that I was a Satanist and that he wanted to fight me. And and this is a guy that I had to stay at his house in this East Texas. And I'm like, hey man, I was pretty drunk too, but I was like, hey man, I'm not a Satanist. Because you have to believe in Satan for it to be a thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But
yeah, that is one memory I will always have, especially now that I've seen Coe Wetzel sell out Billy Bob's twice. Mm-hmm. I always think about, like, how weird is that, that he opened up for TC, and then TC went and opened up for him. And now, where everything is at.
Dude, it's a crazy fucking world that we live in.
Oh, it is.
Like, where it's to think to shit, man, to go back 5 years and think about where we were all at, what we were doing, and then to look at it now, the predictions we've had, the oh, this is gonna happen, or like, you know, so and so is gonna be the next big deal, and blah 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 blah, and how many people showed up out of nowhere, and how many people dropped off when they had it all. It's crazy to see how fucking. It's like you're swirling glitter in a glass, man. There's always some fucking new shiny shit somewhere.
Oh, man. I like that.
I don't know.
I like glitter.
I like tequila.
I like tequila, too.
All right, last one.
All right, man.
Then I'll have to eat. I'm going to have to eat, like, chicken.
That's
all
right. We really need to, like, stop recording because nobody's going to listen to this shit.
Nah.
Like, what do they want to listen to, the guy who does Shake Music TV?
Well,
like,
I mean, I think it's important because you do just as much for this scene as anybody else does.
I try to, man.
I love that I have so many artists and musicians that I've had the fucking good fortune of having on the podcast, and I love those guys. But like Bart, or, you know, we were talking about Bart earlier. I've had Bart on the podcast, and I fucking love Bart. And
I love Bart too.
You know, and he does some great things in the scene. I mean, I'm glad he let me do his podcast, and I'm glad he let me do it there on his system. He recorded it.
Oh, really? He mm-hmm. did.
It was all his stuff, and which was really nice of him, man. I'm really grateful for that. Andrew Quinn, we're going to release that one pretty soon. Well, it's going to be out by the time you hear this, but
yeah.
He's a photographer around the New Braunfels area, and shoots at Green Hall all the fucking time. The kid's 17 and like 5 times smarter than I'll ever be.
Fucking
and it's awesome. Like, he shot Lily last year at Floors. Like, he's good. And so, you know, and you don't have to have a fucking guitar to be awesome and do something in the music scene, and that's why I want to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And talk about everybody too. Everybody, I still need to do a Baking with Axel episode. Shout out to my boy Uncle Axel.
Get us some of that ferret.
Motherfucker
stuff.
Bit me. It's fine. It happens.
I'm blown away by it. He owns a lot of ferrets.
Ferrets are cool, man. I like
having
them.
One ferret is one too many, and he's got sick.
I don't know. I saw a video today of this dog that like, or this ferret that like scares a puppy and then like throws its head in the air and fucking moonwalks backwards around the corner. I can't make this shit up. I'll find it.
It's a ferret?
It's a ferret.
That moonwalks.
Yes. I'll show it to you in a minute. It's fucking nuts. Anyway, you ready to call this one?
I will. Let's do this one shot and left, and then we'll
fucking call the show.
All right.
Of course, is it shakemusictelevision.com, right?
It is shakemusiczine.com.
Zine.com.
That's how you go and see all of our articles and things that we write about people, mm-hmm. and our podcasts.
Yes, obviously. Absolutely. You can. My entire catalog is on there. You guys, yep, and it's not just my podcast. Keegan McEnroe has a podcast, and
the Texas Traveling Troubadour. He's in mm-hmm. Europe right now, and he just sent me a podcast I got to put out.
Yeah.
We also got Justin Ross, artist, and radio DJ. We have a few episodes of him, and he just got married, so
congratulations.
He's been on hiatus, so once he gets back from whatever he's doing with his wedding shit, and you know, he'll get started on that again. But yeah, I just love my podcast family. That's just an extension of Shake.
Dude, I'm glad that you're willing to you know, put us out here and promote us, man. That's right. So, fucking any of you artists that want to do something awesome, at least come talk with this guy. He'll tell you something you need to know.
Yeah, because if it's not doing a Shake session or doing a bootleg series that we're doing out in the studio, out in the venues.
Right.
We're doing podcasts. You know, I send people your way.
Tommy Luke, you said.
Tommy Luke's a good example. He's a fantastic artist. I just love Tommy. He's good shit. If it's not that, we're also, you know, doing interviews and putting people in magazines. As much as we can do, that's what we're trying.
Absolutely.
Because Texas has, you know, I'm even on the board of Fort Worth, you know, it's working on a government level. We're, you know, there's so much being happening here. We need more of it.
Absolutely.
We really do. We need as many advocates as we can. And having that in too few hands is a detriment. You know, we need people who are willing to spend some time and spend some money, even though they might lose some money, like doing Shake sessions, because I pay for studio sessions and I don't make money off of it. But
it's about promoting.
It's about promoting the artists and making sure that they get some airtime and because there's good guys out there. They're writing good songs. They're helping out. You know, they're the culture of, they're the culture. They're we have so many people out there who they're contributing to what makes Texas great.
Yeah,
really. You know, that's we think about what makes Texas great. We got Willie Nelson, we got Steve Ray Vaughan, we got and some new guys. But yeah, when we think about what makes Texas great, it's the guys who make the culture.
Exactly.
And they are those kinds of guys. Among the chefs like Grady Spears and Tim Love here in town, you know. When people outside of Texas think about Texas, they think about the cultural aspects of it. And our musicians are one of our biggest ambassadors.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The way I've always heard is when you go overseas, you don't tell anybody you're from America. You tell them you're from Texas.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, Europe and Australia. They fucking love us. That's what I've been told.
Yeah. Texas Music Takeover is happening in October. So
I need to get in contact with those guys.
Oh, man. I can hook you up.
I would love to talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. That's those guys are great. They're doing a series of showcase shows at Bass Hall. Mm-hmm. Here in town, leading up to the takeoff going up to London.
Okay.
The first one's going to have Vaden Todd Lewis from the Toadies and Sarah Jaffe and Austin Alsup and Josh Weathers.
Fuck yes.
I mean, how can you not?
No, you want to see that.
Yeah, you want to see that. We do have some really good guys here in the state. If you don't know Brendan Anthony at the Texas Music Office, he's a great guy.
I've never been to the Texas Music Office. I need to go.
Brendan Anthony, I see him usually when I'm out and about doing here Fort Worth stuff. He's usually not too far away. I saw him in Nashville for Americana Fest, so he was out there talking about it. He's such a good advocate for the city, and if you really want to start your career, he's one of those good resources touch base with. They have a wonderful website that lists pretty much every person who's in the music industry, and it is amazing resource.
I'm gonna have to look and see if my name's in there, just to shoot.
Well, it's all self. You put your
It's like Wikipedia. You write your own shit. Okay.
Yeah. You submit it, and they accept it.
Fair enough.
So, like, Smith Music Group is on there. We're a record label. We do the Live at Billy Bob series, so we're up there. And Brendan, man, if you want to talk to somebody who knows their shit about the music industry and who is a huge advocate, he is one of those guys. Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely have to check him out then for sure.
Yeah, Texas Music Office. Okay. Yeah. And if you're in Fort Worth, hear Fort Worth, and we better stop this podcast, right? I'll just keep talking. Sorry, bud.
Oh, no, it's all good.
It'll be DJ's.
Okay. Here it is. What's your next move of Shake right now? If you could plug one more thing, what is it?
We are about to do a comedy series, and we're going to put our toe in. Like I said at the first of the podcast, Shake is an experimental vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So we have never ever distributed comedy at Smith or. Right. So what we're doing is we're going to go out and we're going to find some comedians and we're going to record small sets and we're going to distribute them out on Spotify and Pandora and every place, and we'll start working that angle, you know, start pitching to playlists and try to grow a comedy scene in Texas.
Dude, it's picking up in Lubbock. I forget what they call it, but it's essentially like every other day or whatever, there are different venues all throughout the week, and it's like, you know, essentially a comedy hour.
Whoa.
And it's a different there's like a couple of guys that they'll feature and then have like an open mic deal, but it's the same people that put it on. I don't know who the company or who the production company is or whatever. We'll fucking Google it in a minute and I'll show you. But I'm stoked to see that because I love comedy. If it wasn't for comedy, we wouldn't have Joe Rogan. And if it wasn't for Joe Rogan, I wouldn't be doing this fucking podcast. So shout out to making people laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's about.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and we might as well call this, man, before we drink the rest of this bottle. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Ironclad Custom Services. They are the ones who are doing up my merch that I'm about to have a little bit of. So y'all keep your eyes and ears out for that.
Sexy.
I'm not going to be able to give any away. I'm sorry, because I've got to pay it back. But I'm going to set something up. I'm going to put it up on all of my social media. However, I'm just going to essentially do pop-up merch sales. I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm going to be drinking here tonight. Come see me and buy a fucking shirt. That's the way it's going to go. And so I will keep you guys posted on that.
Good for you.
And but that is only possible because of Ironclad Custom Services. If you need anything fucking printed, lasered, if you need somebody slapped, if you need your house put down, like if it catches on fire and you need somebody to hose it out, the dude who runs the company is the captain of a fire department and is one of my best friends, Paul Brown. I love that dude. Thank you so much. Ironclad Custom Services, you guys fucking rock.
Do they have a website?
I don't know if they do or not, but you can check them out at Ironclad Custom Services on fucking Instagram. I tag them in a lot of my stuff, so if you guys follow me on Instagram, just go back and look. Ironclad Custom Services. Texas Gypsy shirts are keeping me looking fly for the only times I'm not wearing a band shirt, which is about once a week. They're the coolest fucking pearl snaps you'll ever get. Check them out also on Instagram. I should have brought a card with me or I'd put more information on there. And shout out to you, DJ, and Shake, and getting all of us out here and doing badassery.
That's what I try.
Fucking A.
ShakeMusicZine.com.
ShakeMusicZine.
Sign up for the magazine.
Do it, because it's fucking, we're all nostalgic as fucking, your phone dies and files get corrupted and every once in a while Facebook sends you that, oh, spin the wheel and you're going to win $1 million through fucking Visa. No, and you can't, and that little window you just clicked on just shot out on you. So yep. Get something tangible, something you hold in your hand, just like buying a CD from a band. Support the people that support the music. I know it's free, but it's the fact, it's the principle. Do it. Fucking do it. Get you a magazine. So, yeah. Hug your mom, pet your dog, don't be a fucking asshole. We'll catch you guys next time.